What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Matt Corman Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Corman. You already knew that, though, and that's exactly why you're here today. It's been a little bit since I tapped in with everybody, and you know, I remember saying that I wanted to do these more frequently, but that's kind of the point of this episode. It's just a little update. You know, life got busy, and they say in this industry, and in most industries, but specifically in entertainment, that if you're busy, it's a good thing. And we got busy. You know, I just went on my first tour ever. Thank you to Skizzy Mars for bringing me out on tour. That was amazing, and it was fun. And you know, it's not easy for artists to collaborate with other artists. I think that there's some sort of, like, you know, there's like an ego thing involved, and there's a lot that happens. So I was really appreciative of him bringing me out. So shout out Skizzy, thank you very much. The other person that put me out on tour was Aaron Carter. Shout out Aaron Carter, rest in peace. But yeah, so went on tour. It was my first one across country. Went to Seattle, Washington, Vancouver, British Columbia, Portland, Oregon, all the way down to San Diego, Las Vegas, Nevada, Minneapolis, Toronto, Salt Lake City, and then ended it in Boston, in my hometown, so my home city. So yeah, it was a great time. And you know, what really helped me was what I thought was really cool about it was, you know, my entire business as an artist revolves around the internet. Yeah, you know, I'm putting out content every day, I'm putting out songs, and they get streamed by people. And how I measure success is by the amount of people that stream my music. You know, I look on the app and I see, okay, 100,000 people listening to this song today. You know, 1,000 people listen to this, 100 people watch this. And it can turn into just numbers, just data. So the data set's just numbers, right? So when you go out on tour and you're able to meet people and shake everyone's hand, it's incredible. And it lit a fire under my ass. Like, there was nothing cooler than every single tour stop that we went to, I had people there that were for me. And so, to be transparent, I was opening for Skizzy, and when I hopped onto the tour, it was way later on. He already sold out some of the dates. So a lot of people that consume my content, that listen to my stuff, couldn't even get a ticket to some of the shows. And so it's pretty cool. I was able to put on my Instagram and say, yo, if you're in this city, let's go grab a beer. So at my first stop in Seattle, I got a couple of drinks with a couple of listeners, and shout out Sam, made some good friends out there, Gavin. And so if you guys are listening to this, what up? But it was really cool to see people that consume this content, because sometimes I look at it, I'm like, all right, this podcast, for an example, a couple thousand people listen to it when I drop an episode. And, you know, the audio version, the YouTube version, I'm not even sure. Maybe a couple hundred, 1,000 people. And even like when you're dropping TikToks or Instagrams, it doesn't seem like it's a lot of people compared to other artists. But when you really think about it, if 1,000 people listen to this podcast episode, those are 1,000 real people. I know it sounds stupid, but like, as an artist, I just want you to understand, from our perspective, it can turn into just numbers. Like, I see 25,000 streams on my new song Whistle, and it dropped a couple days ago, and I'm just like, oh, all right, that's doing okay. It's 25,000. But like, bro, that's 25,000 fucking people that are listening to the song. You know, the group that I just started, it has 76 members in it right now. And that's where I'm dropping this first. By the way, if you're listening to this right now, all my podcast episodes are going to come out on Grouped exclusively before anywhere else. I think I'm just going to drop group podcasts. So join it. It's free. group.com/MIHFam. Anyways, point being, it's amazing to go out and shake the hand. So thank you if you came out to a show, if I met you on the road, if you're a new listener, if you're a new fan, what's up? Thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate it. And that was a blast. We're going to be doing a lot more shows. I'm going to try to be on tour as much as possible in 2024. I think that a big part of my career up to this point was built on putting out songs, getting attention on the internet, and getting streams on the music. Now, there's this whole other part of it, too, that, like, I wasn't really tapping into. And that part is going to meet people that buy tickets to concerts. So for artists, there's something I was figuring out the other day. And it's that you can market to people on the internet and people that are going to listen to your music, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to buy a ticket to your concert. Like, think about you, for example, for a second. You may have a favorite artist that you listen to every day on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, Pandora, SoundCloud, whatever it is, grouped. But that doesn't mean that you're going to be buying a ticket to the concert. Like, I haven't bought a ticket to a concert in fucking years, dude. Years. I don't go to concerts at all. I never go to concerts. And I'm a fan of many artists. So you need to work on that market that buys tickets to concerts, and that you do that through opening for other artists, having your own shows. There's a certain market separate from the streaming audience that will buy tickets to shows. I have a lot of artists that listen to this, so that's for you. So yeah, definitely something important to pay attention to. I really wanted to come on here and just check in with everybody, give everybody an update on where I'm at. I'm back in Miami now, been in the studio heavy. I got 3 new songs coming out to finish up the year, 2 songs in November, 1 song in December, and then I got a project for everybody coming in early 2024. So we're going to finish off the year strong for sure. Whistle just dropped, and it's going crazy. This is my best performing song that I've ever dropped, my best performing solo song. And I kind of want to touch on that real quick. It's like this song, Whistle, everybody in the music industry was telling me it's whack. It's too simple. It's not, you're not barring up enough. You know what I mean? Everybody's like, everybody who I sent the song to pretty much was like, yo, you need to come harder on the bars, or like, you need to make this, like, it's too simple, basically. But the song is performing the best out of all my other songs. Anytime I try to do something that's too complex, it's not the wave. So it doesn't perform as well. All my super rappy tracks, I don't know. So I think that Whistle is a perfect example of something that just feels good. And that's what music's supposed to be. Rick Rubin's got this book that I've been tapping into, and he talks about that the second you create something and you like it, then it's good. It can just exist as that. And if some people don't like a certain song, that's okay. Maybe the song isn't for them. You know, I have a song called Thank You Forever that I wrote for my parents. And it's not a popular song of mine whatsoever. And I wouldn't even think that nowadays, it's like I would never release something like that just because of the quality of it. Right. But it was like 3 days or so ago. Yeah. 3 days ago, I think, or 3 or 4 days ago, I was just Googling Matt Corman, because I like to see if new people are writing about me, just see where I'm at and trends on Google. And somebody wrote this whole blog post about Thank You Forever, in depth about the lyrics, the meaning behind it, how much they like the song. And it makes you think that song is for that person in that market. But the people that enjoy my song Thank You Forever aren't necessarily going to like my song Whistle. But that's okay. Songs, I don't think the songs are even meant to be judged. They should just be what they are. I don't think that there's such thing as a good song or a bad song. I just think that music is just supposed to be enjoyed, or it's not for that particular consumer. It's like, if I'm a consumer that is currently working out, I want to listen to upbeat music or whatever I like that gets me through the fucking workout. I want to throw some weights around. I want some hardcore shit, or I want some fucking raps that are barred up. So, and knowing that, I may hear a slower song and be like, nah, that's not a good song. But that just means it's not a good song for right now at that point in time. You know, I make a lot of emotional songs, as well as I make a lot of upbeat songs, a lot of different vibes. And it's like, nothing's good and nothing's bad necessarily. It just is what it is. It's just, that's how it exists. And that's something I'm getting better at. Let me sip this coffee. Is realizing that as an artist, we're just supposed to create. In this last year, bro, I think that I was getting lost in the sauce, like trying to see, oh, like making this song for this reason. And I was trying to make this song because this song's going to perform better in the algorithm, and this song because it's for working out. And like, I was going to make this one because it's a dance record, and this one's to show off my lyrical ability. And it's like, you lose the fun in making music. You lose the fun in being an artist. This is for anybody, who's doing anything that's an artist, even painting, whatever it is. When you're an artist, you lose the fun and the whole creative flow when you are making the product, the art, for a particular reason. You need to just create for the sake of creating, and that's it. Judgment free. I put a verse down, I could hum through the whole thing. It's supposed to be able to just exist as that for whatever it is. And whoever's listening to it, of course, is going to judge it, but they're judging it for them. Just because a group of people don't like something, just because an A&R says this is whack, or this certain audience segment of TikTok doesn't agree with the song, doesn't mean it's a bad product overall. It just may be a bad product for them because they might not enjoy it at that point in time. There's tons of songs that I listen to now that I don't like anymore. But years ago, I was like, this is the dopest shit ever. You know what I'm saying? And that's a testament that certain things exist for certain reasons. And that's it. I'm not going to judge any more of my music at all. That's my goal, at least, is that I'm just going to make whatever I want to make at that moment, make it as good as I possibly can, and I'm going to put it out to the world. And then if it does well, then it does well. And if it doesn't do well, it's all good, because I know that somebody is enjoying it. So I guess what I'm saying is, if it does well to my standards. But people listen, like for me personally, people listen to my songs every single day. Even my songs that are my lowest streamed songs get at least 10 to 20 plays every day. That is 10 to 20 people that I just met out on tour that are living their life. They're driving to work every day and they choose to put on that song. So who am I, or who is anyone else, to tell them that's a bad song, that's a bad product? If they're enjoying it, they're enjoying it. Let it be. Let it be. And that's something I'm trying to get in tune with a little bit more as a creative, is that not everything's got to be perfect. It's just good to just create to create. That's it. This podcast, for an example, I don't even know if this lighting looks good. I don't even know what this really looks like. I'm just one taking this shit off of coffee. I just parked myself on my balcony. I'm here in Miami. I was like, cool, I'll get the little water in the background. I don't even know if you could see the water right now. Doesn't even matter. This is going out to people that I know fuck with me. So it's whatever. And if y'all, you know, and people are going to help me too. I post things all the time. People are like, yo, you should do blah, blah, blah. Cool. We're one big family. I take the advice. It's all good. But yeah, I know I just went on a little rant real quick about the creative thing, but I think it's super important, because especially in this age, people are so judgmental with the internet. Compare, compare, compare. And we're just comparing each other to things, and just like, oh, this artist sounds like this artist. Like I get compared to so many different artists, because like where I'm at in my career right now, this is definitely the most attention I've ever gotten. And I'm in a higher place than I've ever been. And that comes with new terms, new listeners, and new people that are going to be like, oh, if they want to describe Matt Corman to somebody, they would say, oh, well, he sounds like this, right? It's like, if I were to take a new artist and I was to go, hey, man, you should check out this new artist called BB Boy. My friend's going to go, what do they sound like? I'm going to go, oh, okay, they sound like Led Zeppelin and Metallica mixed together. And that's what people do to me with like Drake and Jeezy, Tyga. They do it with all these rappers, right? I see some names that I've never even seen before that could be coming up. But it's all good. I used to get like annoyed by that, being like, damn, I don't want to be compared to anybody. But that just means, if people are comparing me to other artists, that just means they are new listeners describing them to other listeners. And that's good, because that means that I'm on the come up and I'm making new noise and I'm getting attention from new people. Because all my OG fans and my OG listeners that have been around for a long time, they're not describing me to other people unless they're like sharing it in private and confidence. They're not like, they don't need to comment on a post and be like, you sound like this, because they already been with it. You know what I'm saying? So it's all good. I'm trying not to let that bother me no more. But yeah, so in 2024, I'm going to be trying to go on tour as much as possible. That was so much fun being on tour. And we got a lot of stuff planned that I can't wait to announce for everybody. We're working on some big tours, some big shows, some festivals, and a lot of music. I don't know if I said it already, but for the rest of the year, just so you know, I'm dropping more and more podcasts. I'm going to be dropping these podcasts all the time, exclusively on my group page, which is completely free to join. It's my private group. And I'm going to be dropping two new songs in November. One new song in December, and then I'm gonna let it cool out for Christmas and holidays. And then in January, I'm gonna be dropping two new records, and I believe that I'm gonna be dropping a project on February 10th, which is the day after my birthday. My birthday is February 9th. So that's what you can look forward to out of me. Also, if you're in the group right now and you're listening to this, I'm going to be announcing the winner of the hoodie next week on the next podcast. So that's exciting. I'm going to be dropping some new podcast episodes with Kyle Beats. I'm flying out to Dallas next week to go shoot some new episodes with him and some new content. So we got a lot coming. I'm working on a lot right now. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you for listening. I hope that you're having a good day wherever you are listening to this. And I appreciate you for tapping in with what I got going on. Something I learned while being on a tour is when I'm meeting you all that are consuming my content, listening to me, it really humanizes everything. And I have this level of appreciation that has grown so much from shaking people's hands and meeting everybody. So I want to say thank you for choosing to take the time to consume my content, listen to my music, listen to my podcast, join my private group, buy my merch, buy tickets to my shows. Thank you, because you are making my dream come true. And my dream is to be an artist and to be able to create without restrictions. And because of you, I can do that. So thank you. I sincerely appreciate it. And yeah, I hope you guys are having a great day. I'm going to try to do more of these. We're going to be bringing guests on. And if you haven't yet, if you're listening to this in my group, what's popping? If you're not in my group right now, go click the link in this in the bio. It's group.com/MIHFam. I think that's what it is. It's free to join. Basically, I'm doing exclusive stuff there. I'm dropping exclusive songs and podcast episodes that only exist over there. And it's a cool community for us all to connect and chat. So that's where I'm going to be driving a lot more of my content. So, yeah, I just want to tap with y'all, let them know where we're at. Everything's all good. Make sure you guys are working out, drinking your water, and eating healthy, meditating, journaling. This is a form of journaling for me. Just basically revisiting where I'm at and just checking in with myself. I think it's, and I talk to myself with this all the time. So I guess, like, why not just bring you guys along for the journey too and just call it a podcast? Because that's what this is. Yeah. Thank you all for tuning in. I love and appreciate you. Can't wait to drop the hoodies. And yeah, I'm going to check in with you guys very, very soon. Whistle is out now. Make sure you go stream it. Post on your stories. Help the boy out. And I'll be sure to do my best for y'all. Yeah. Hope you have a great day. Peace.